I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's good to have you here this morning, and we have some friends and visitors. It's also great to have our guest preacher, Pastor Ralph Schmidt. As I mentioned to our Bible class, his first presentation, he has been around the world today, this week, and the last couple of weeks too. But he was just in Germany on Monday for a meeting with the Bishop of the Lutheran Church in Ukraine to talk with him about the Orphan Grain Train's work helping in Ukraine. And he met him in Germany. He flew back to the U.S. Pastor Schmidt flew back to the U.S. on Tuesday. I talked to him on the phone on Wednesday. He went to a 50th graduation reunion for the seminary, his seminary class, 50 years. And so he was in St. Louis for that for several days, and he's with us today. So we're thankful for him being with us, and also we greet your wife also. Tell her thank you we're thankful that you were with us today.
She still remembers me.
She still remembers you, good.
Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today? Fields are white and harvests waiting, who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and long the Master calleth, rich reward he offers thee. Who will answer gladly, saying, here am I, send me, send me? If you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. If you cannot rouse the wicked with the judgment's dread alarms, you can lead the little children to the Savior's waiting arms. If you cannot be a watchman standing high on Zion's wall, pointing out the path to heaven, offering life and peace to all, with your prayers and with your bounties,
congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of matins, which is in the hymnal 219, but it is all printed in the bulletin. We follow that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
The hymn of praise is 816, hymn 816. Speak the intro at Psalm 146 responsively as written in the bulletin. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
Put not your trust in princes.
In a son of man, in whom there is no salvation.
When his breath departs, he returns to the earth.
On that very day, his plans perish.
Blessed is he whose help is from the God of Jacob,
whose hope is in the Lord his God,
who made heaven and earth,
the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever,
who executes justice for the oppressed,
who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind.
The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the sojourners.
He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin.
The Lord will reign forever.
Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
The congregation may be seated. Our Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 10, starting at verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. By his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt 70 persons. And now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of heaven. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The choir can come forward for the choir anthem. New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 10, starting at verse 11. For the scripture says, "Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what we have, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is from Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed, which is printed on the inside back cover of your hymnal.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. We sing the sermon hymn, hymn 848. 848.
Lord, his love through humble service bore the weight of human need, who upon the cross forsaken offered mercy's perfect deed. We, your servants, bring the worship, not a voice of
grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, which shall be the basis of our meditation, the Holy Spirit has caused to be written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, as it was read in the Gospel lesson, but especially thinking of these words, the words of Jesus: "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat." In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends, so there you have it. Those who do good will go into eternal life. Those who don't will go into eternal punishment. The words of Jesus himself. And what has your pastor been telling you all these years? He's been telling you you're saved by grace, through faith, not by feeding the hungry, or clothing the naked, or visiting the sick and in prison, or all those other things we just read. Isn't that right, Pastor? That's what you've been telling him.
Yeah, mostly right, some other things too.
So what do we do with this text? How do we explain these words of Jesus? Actually, it's not so difficult. The judgment is rendered at the very beginning of the text, when Jesus separates the people on his right and his left. That's the judgment. So having been judged, let's think about those two different groups. Those on the right have nothing but good spoken about them. Now you and I both know that not everything we do is good. We have plenty in our lives that are sinful. In fact, you would be ashamed to tell me some of the things that you have done or said or thought, as I would be ashamed to tell you. But Jesus makes no mention of such things. And those on the left, I don't mean you people, my goodness, there's not a single word of good said about them. Nothing but their failures to show mercy to others. Now again, we know that even non-Christians do acts of goodness, kindness, and mercy. People do that out of a sense of civil righteousness. Some non-Christians even look better to our observation than many Christians do. So why does Jesus have nothing good to say of them? Why is it all doom and gloom? Because, as the Epistle to the Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Those on the right are there because they have believed the promises of God, that they are declared righteous through faith in the atoning work of Jesus on the cross. And the works, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, they are the fruits of their faith. They show the faith in Jesus that is within them. Jesus points to those things not because they have saved them, but because they are the evidence of their faith. Those on the left are there because no amount of good works could ever be sufficient to pay for the price of their sins. They are justly condemned, for where there is no faith, there are no good works. There is no salvation for them. For as much as you have done it unto the least of these my brothers, you have done it unto me. So, my friends in Christ, when have you done it? How many people, hungry people in Ridgeville Corners, have you fed? How many naked people roaming the streets have you clothed? How many prisoners have you visited? How many strangers have you invited into your home? The truth is that here in America, we are so blessed, we seldom see such people. Oh yes, we may see the occasional homeless under the overpasses on the interstates in big cities as we travel. I've seen them over and over again. But their numbers are really quite small in comparison to our total population. Generally speaking, We can live our daily lives without ever being troubled by such things, and thus not feel the need to help. But there is a way that we can help. 31 years ago, a pastor in Nebraska traveled to Russia and Latvia, and what he saw there tore open his heart. Children in orphanages that had nothing, who just existed, living without love, without possessions, without hope. He returned to the United States determined that we here in America had to do something to help these kids. And so Orphan Grain Train was born. Pastor Ray Wilkie asked a member of his congregation, 72-year-old Clayton Andrews, to put together a plan to help. And for 23 years until age 95, Clayton led Orphan Grain Train to move from a local operation in a small city in Nebraska to a national organization with 27 branches from coast to coast, which has now sent relief not just to a few orphanages, but to literally millions of people in 71 countries around the world. In the past few years, Orphan Grain Train has distributed almost $50 million of relief a year to 27 countries at an administrative and fundraising cost of just 1.8%. Let me put it another way. If you were to take all of the aid that we delivered last year and put it in semis, and then lined up those semis bumper to bumper, it would take a line of semis 5 miles long with no space between them. Or let me put it another way. If you were to take a house of 2,000 square feet and fill every room from the floor to the ceiling, you would need a house 60 stories high to contain all of the aid that was given last year. I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. Last year, Orphan Grain Train sent 8 million meals to people overseas, as well as many truckloads of food to various domestic locations. I was naked, and you clothed me. Last year, well over 250,000 boxes of clothing were delivered to men, women, and children, some of whom were literally naked, others of those who had very little clothing. I was sick, and you visited me. Last year, many medical supplies and equipment were sent to doctors, hospitals, and individuals whose lives were enriched by the provision of these supplies. Educational materials, and yes, toys for children, some of whom had never had any, were all sent to people throughout the world. Quite a few years ago, Orphan Grain Train expanded its service by opening a branch in Ohio. Located in Napoleon, Nancy Helmke has been serving as branch manager, and all of you are invited to help. How can you help? Several ways. Any of you can collect and give gently used clothing or medical devices no longer needed. Perhaps a few times a year, maybe even once a month, some of you might venture over to Napoleon to help sort and pack items that may be sent all over the world to assist people whose needs are far greater than our own. And any of you can give a monetary gift to help with the cost of shipping. Since all people at our branches work as volunteers, there are no salaries to be paid, so costs are minimal. But it does cost to ship things, and you all have the opportunity to help in that way. But all of you, in whatever way, have the opportunity to do what the text says, what Jesus asks, to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and bring healing to the sick. There's been a lot of hurt in our country these past few years due to a virus that has devastated many families. Maybe some of you have experienced it in your own families. But there is a different hurt for millions of people throughout the world. The hurt of hunger and homelessness and nakedness and sickness that goes on not for a few months or even a year, but many times for a lifetime. We might summarize Jesus' words by saying, "When I was hurting, you brought me relief." That's what Orphan Grain Train is all about. It is my hope that many of you will participate in one way or another. The work is not hard, it's not complicated, but it is a work of love, a work proceeding from faith that pleases our Savior and receives his word of invitation. "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world." And those words will be spoken to each of you whose faith in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus guides and motivates your life and will inevitably lead you to actions of mercy and compassion to those who are in need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We sing the hymn, "Take My Life and Let It Be," 783. Hymn 783. Take my silver and my gold. Congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church, which is printed on the bulletin insert. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly King, your Son, Jesus Christ, purchased the Church with his precious blood. Preserve her in the pure teaching of your word, in the right use of the sacraments, and in the unity of the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly King, you sent out your invitation that all who believe in your Son should take their seats at his feast. By the proclamation of your Church, gather many, however evil they may be, to repent and fill your eternal banquet hall. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly King, bless all families and the homes in which our people dwell. Grant grace to husbands and wives that they may fulfill their vocations to one another and to their children. Grant also that as a family they may faithfully teach and learn the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly King, keep the coming of your Son always at the forefront of heart and mind, that we may not depend upon the fleeting powers of this world, but in faith we may live in continual godliness and the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly King, guide and protect all people and agencies who seek to help the poor, widow, orphan, homeless, and all in need in your name. Remember and strengthen the staff and volunteers of the Orphan Grain Train, that they may continue to serve neighbors with love and joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly King, for whom we wait, you promise to wipe away the tears from all faces. Bless Margaret, Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Carlos, Phyllis, Lane, Diana, Pastor Sampson, and Jeff. We pray for the family of Kathy Michael. And we give thanksgiving for the improving health of Pastor Scott Johnson. We ask you, Lord, to bless all who weep here, that at the last they may be comforted, restored, and received into the banquet of heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly King, give us such joy in pursuing what is true, just, pure, and worthy of praise, that spurning the temptations of this world, we would suffer no anxiety. Let our trust be placed fully in Christ, and let our hope rest in the life of the world to come. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We pray the collect. O Lord, grant us wisdom to recognize the treasures you have stored for us in heaven, that we may never despair, but always rejoice and be thankful for the riches of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me,
that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
A reminder that there's a lunch just following worship downstairs in the basement of the church. There will be a little bit more presentation by Pastor Schmidt, especially updating, I think, on his Ukraine visit, what's being done there, and also the work that's being done just Maui with the fire there and how Orphan Grain Train is helping there. Also, I think we also will hear about our work here in Henry County and in Ohio, Orphan Grain Train. We sing our closing hymn, "Oh That the Lord Would Guide My Ways," 707.
Assist my soul.